the Joe and Alex show, and for Ask Alex this week, Karen called in and said that her 8-year-old kid has been, at least once caught stealing from the neighbors. So for Christmas, they're going to take him to the store, let him pick out everything he wants, and like, oh, you know what? We're actually not going to get this because you stole and lied to us.
Yeah, so she said her words were, he disappointed us, so we're going to go disappoint him, and he's going to learn what disappointment feels like as his punishment so that he doesn't keep stealing and lying.
You can let us know, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, what you think.
Tracy said, I feel it should be opposite. No gifts from Santa. Maybe you could ask Santa not to bring him any because he was bad. Christmas is just like participation trophies. Stephanie said at Joe and Alex Show, that is ridiculous to do to a kid. It's going to make him more mad and he'll do it again. Kelsey said at Joe and Alex Show, I think they should just sit down and talk with him and not get him presents. This will scar him for life. Whitney said at Joe and Alex Show, I agree with Alex. Humiliation is not the way to go. And Rocky said, please don't humiliate your son. Punish him for it, but don't make it public. It will make him lose trust in you.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Do you think this is too harsh, what Karen's going to do? Are you there? Sorry about that.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, what do you think?
I feel like it's a little too harsh. I don't think that you should go to a store. I mean, one, you're wasting your time, your child's time, and the sales worker's time. The sales worker had no play into anything, so they're going to ring all that stuff up, and then you're going to tell them, oh, no, we're not. We're just teaching our kid a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair at all, and maybe she should cut how much he can spend in the store. Disappointment, yes. When I stole, when I was like 5 years old, I stole a little makeup lipstick thing from
CVS. You sounded like it when we picked up. I was like, this is a criminal. Thief's on the
right,
phone.
I know. Cold, hard criminal. my dad made me go back to the store, and I had to give them what I stole, and then did like a community. I mean, granted, this was like in the 1990s, so... But I had to do like a community service type thing for our local CVS that I did to pay back what I did. That was humiliating for me, but I was still working off what I did. I should have never done that. So maybe that's an option that she should do with her son, is to go to the neighbors and say, hey, I'm sorry, my son stole this, and he has some words for you. Is there any way that he can repay you? You can take his time. He thinks his time is the world right now. So
yeah. That's a
she
great
should take
point.
Some of his time instead of going, that's more than humiliating for, I don't know how old her child is.
8 years
I know
old.
If my daughter, yeah, see, I know if my daughter did that, I mean, honestly, I'd spank her butt a couple times.
Well, like, actually,
there'd be no,
on behalf
no
of the
answer
show,
but about that.
We're very proud of you for turning your life of crime around.
Well, thanks. I try my hardest.
You're an example of how you can turn it around and do the right thing with your life.
Ray Ray tweeted us, she doesn't think this is too harsh at all. In fact, she said at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, I don't think her idea is all that bad because some people need that huge shock. She said, maybe if the police pretend to arrest him, not even a stern talking to you like I said from the police, she said have them arrest
they
him.
They should tase him, right? Like low.
Fish
no,
hooks.
No. Like low-level tasing. He's like, because this is what happens, you know what I mean? Or pepper spray.
I don't think so. That's taking it too far.
My dad would have been like, tase my son, teach him a lesson. I grew up rough. Hey, Elizabeth, you think you should take him, but make him donate all the stuff?
Correct. I feel like it sounds like he's well taken care of. He gets what he wants, and he doesn't go without. And I feel like at this point, he needs to just go ahead and go through like he would normally and go take it to someone who is in need, because obviously he takes his parents and his neighbor and everyone for granted. So I think that is the best thing to do, to donate the toys to someone that's in need.
Well, listen to this. Gloria tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, make him use part of his budget to buy the neighbor a gift. So when he goes to Target, let's say his budget's $50, yeah, then he needs to pick out a $50 gift to the neighbors and then bring the neighbors that for stealing.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. I just don't feel like he'll really learn much by that.
Oh, really?
I think it needs to be a shock. Like, wow, you know, everything can be handed to me.
Like a shock? Like a taser, like
no,
I suggested?
Joe.
No. No, but I feel like, you know, he needs to know that not everything's going to be handed to him.
Good point.
I don't know.
No, I think
I don't have
good...
children, but I am the oldest, and I did have to take care of my siblings, and this is something that my dad would have made us do.
Hey, Elizabeth, thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate you being on the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. Crystal, you say it's traumatizing. You're just like, it's you got to do something, but not that.
I agree with Alex. I do think that it could traumatize the child. I went through a similar situation. My child was 7 at the time, and we were at Kohl's, and I was pushing her in the stroller, in our personal stroller. We walked out, and she stole a toy that I wouldn't get for her. She had put it in the bottom of the stroller. So I think, I mean, I kind of see two bad things happening if they take it up to the cash register. For one, it's probably going to tick the Target lady off because she has to put all that stuff back.
Right, that's what someone else said. And it is Christmas, so you have to keep in mind, too, during the entire month of December, grocery stores and department stores and stuff, they are going to have long, long lines, more than usual. So you're taking all that time then to ring up all
exactly.
those toys, all those people waiting in line behind you, the cashier that's already at her wit's end, you know what I mean? That's just, I don't think that's nice either. But, you know, Mia Vicious on Twitter at Joan Alex Show, she thinks this is the best idea ever. She said, hell yes, embarrass him. If he can walk onto a neighbor's property and steal, then he needs something to be embarrassed about.
Crystal, real quick, what did your little, I'm totally blanking on the word now, your little klepto, is it right? Yeah, klepto steals. What'd your little klepto take?
It was like some little child makeup. It was like a box, and it turned, and it had like lip gloss and eyeshadow.
Like
and I'm like, you
steal
my makeup. Like, why do you feel like you have to steal? You just steal my makeup. So why... You know,
maybe she didn't like what you were working with. She's like, Mom, you got to get the good stuff.
Mom, you got to get off that Maybelline and get on that Sephora Too Faced, okay?